Overnight in Bahrain, 13 doctors were sentenced to 15 years imprisonment. Another 7 doctors received lesser sentences. The government says the doctors were aiding and abetting protesters. The World Today spoke to one of those doctors in August when she told us she feared giving us her name. Now, Dr. Nada Daif has received a 15-year sentence and says there's no point hiding her identity. She spoke to Connie Agius.
When the World Today spoke to Dr. Nada Daif in July this year, she said she knew she and her colleagues were being targeted because they had been witnesses to the crimes of the regime. Dr. Daif was one of 57 medics charged with crimes against the state. Today, 20 of them were handed their punishments. Dr. Daif received one of the harshest sentences, 15 years in jail.
It was very quick today at the court. Our lawyers asked us not to be present because in case if we get verdicts, they will take it into action and they will pull us in. So my family went to the court. It finished so quickly. They just read the verdicts and it was very shocking and irrational. We got to know through the Twitter, through the Facebook, just shortly before the people came out of the court and spread it.
It's the culmination of a torturous period for many of those caught up in the protests against the regime earlier this year. Dr. Daif maintains her only crime was to treat the protesters who arrived at the Salmaneer Medical Centre in the capital Manama. She says she was detained for 2 months, beaten with rubber hoses, threatened with rape, and not allowed to sleep. She says she was released after signing a confession while blindfolded and forced to appear on national television to admit to links to Iran, stealing hospital equipment and causing the deaths of patients. Abdul Aziz Al Khalifa from the Bahrain Information Affairs Authority says their crimes amounted to an attempt to overthrow the regime.
We have found these 20 people not practicing their profession in the manner that all doctors and nurses should have been abiding to. This is based on evidence and actions that is in direct contravention of the medical roles and responsibility.
But Nada Daif says the doctors have been given little opportunity to defend the charges. She says the evidence they've presented to the court has been ignored.
No matter what evidence and documents and witnesses we gave to the judge, nothing seems to work. My lawyer tried to grant me the permission to speak to the judge and say what happened, and he refused to listen to us. Even the hearing session before the sentencing, it was cancelled. Our lawyers, they were not allowed to go and submit it verbally. I mean, the judge asked for it in writing. All these points are invalid to them. Still, they carried on and they gave me 15 years for that charge.
Dr. Daif says it's a lot to come to terms with.
I'm still shocked. Everybody is, actually. It's beyond reason. It's very irrational. Most of us were very shaky after hearing the verdict. I still can't believe it. I mean, why? The question is why? Why I was sentenced for 15 years just for helping injured people? I did crimes against the state. What crimes?
But she says she now faces one of her toughest challenges, how to explain the news to her 2 daughters.
They're already very much traumatized. From the way I disappeared last time, their mother was gone for 2 months, and they didn't know where I was. They just woke up in the morning, and I was gone. And when I came back home, they were blaming me. Mom, you didn't call. You didn't take your bag. You didn't take your things. We didn't believe you. Where were you? How come you didn't ask about us? And it's very much heartbreaking. I cannot announce that news to them. They don't know what's going on. One of them is 8, the other one is 6+. It's too hard. They will not understand. I need to sit with their father and we need to decide what's the proper thing to do. I really don't know.
A second group of Bahraini doctors facing similar charges are due to attend court in October.
Connie Agius reporting.